Hi to this week's Body and Soul. Here with me again is Ola from Positive Vitality, and she'll tell us something about her new recipes for staying healthy and eating healthy. So, Ola, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, and you? So, you have an own blog with recipes which your clients and people can get access, have access to, and can learn a lot about healthy food. Can you tell us something about your blog?
I have a blog on my website. On my blog, I'm sharing healthy tips, health news, the newest research in nutrition, and I also have loads of healthy recipes for breakfast, lunch, dinner. I have dessert, salad, smoothies, lots of delicious recipes which I have created, and they are all health supporting foods, healing foods. Even the desserts are made from a healthy ingredient, and I don't use sugar. I usually use dates, for example, for sweeteners. So those food that I'm creating, those are guilt-free, so we can eat them without worrying about getting fat or that they will be unhealthy for us. So they are all very healthy, and they also will additionally improve our health.
And as you told us in our first interview, your food and healthy food hasn't been expensive or difficult to produce. It's quite easy, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct. We shouldn't overcomplicate our food. We should be eating simple foods. Like you will check in my recipes, there's usually only a few ingredients, and those are like a simple ingredients, whole food ingredients that I'm usually buying at the farmer's market. So the price difference is not very much more expensive comparing to the supermarket food, but the quality is much better. So also if we buy a little bit more quality food, then the food tastes better, and it satisfied our taste buds better, and it's more nutritious, so we tend to eat less of this food. Because when we are consuming processed food full of empty carbohydrates, we will never get full by eating foods like this, so we just want more and more. So that's why the recipes that I'm recommending are very simple, from a whole foods, and very nutritious.
What would you recommend for my listeners if they want to have a healthy breakfast and they want to be stuffed for the whole day or maybe for a few hours? What would you recommend?
Okay, so there's a few options that we could eat for a healthy breakfast. Of course, it depends from how much time we have. So we could, for example, create a homemade muesli from some oats, adding some nuts, seeds, like for example chia seeds or flax seeds. Those are extremely nutritious, and have that with some dairy-free milk. Or very quick breakfast are oatcakes with a nut butter, for example. My favorite breakfast would be high fat and high proteins and low in carbohydrates. So I would often eat eggs, and instead of bread, I would put the fried eggs on the slice of avocado, or the eggs with bacon, omelette. The eggs are one of my most favorite foods. Also very quick, a breakfast recipe, which I do very often. I'm combining chia seeds with coconut milk and a little bit of cinnamon. And this is kind of healthy porridge with no oats, but chia seeds in it. So it takes only 2 minutes to prepare until the chia seeds will soak. Soak the coconut milk, and then we have this nice coconut chia pudding, which we can have with some blueberries, for example. What else? We can have yogurt with fruits and seeds, or some nice smoothie to which I would add some superfoods like moringa, for example, or some vegetable protein like a hemp protein, and blend that with berries. That gives us a very nice energizing smoothie for a breakfast. So that would be some of my favorite recipes.
Yeah, I, for example, have like a favorite smoothie I do in the morning. It's just basically almond milk with bananas and oats or seeds, and like a scoop of espresso, and then like these dark chocolate powders, or so these unsweetened natural powder, and then just a teaspoon of it in it, and then just melt it and put it together. That's really nice.
And yeah, that sounds very nice, very energizing.
Yeah, because of the espresso, you keep awake, and it stuffs you, and you won't starve for a long time.
Very often when I don't have time for a breakfast or I'm not feeling very hungry, I would have high-fat coffee, like coffee with coconut cream or with coconut oil. So this gives me a quick energy boost and is awakening my brain, and then there's some calories from the fat, so it also satisfied the stomach. So for people that are on a rush in the morning, this is also a good option.
Yeah, I saw it on your blog on Facebook. And I read before about that on the internet, because it's kind of a trend in the US, but I never, I was always anxious about drinking that, because coffee and oil, how does it taste like?
It tastes very good. I like it. Coffee with oil on its own wouldn't be maybe that tasty, but if you add some coconut milk to it and maybe a few teaspoons of cacao powder, then you have a nicer drink. Like, the nice option of a high-fat coffee for me is with coconut cream.
Oh yeah, I think
then it tastes very nice, and it's also perfect drink before a workout. So you get this kick from caffeine and short chain fatty acids from the coconut milk, which are very quickly converted into energy. So this is a perfect pre-workout drink as well.
Yeah, I think I have to try it maybe. I was always so anxious about it, but I think I have to try. So, can you tell us maybe a bit more about what is your focus when you create a new recipe? What do you have to keep in mind, or what are you thinking about when you create a new recipe?
So, usually my recipes are created from what I have in the fridge. And like I said, I do most of my shopping on a farmer's market, so there is always plenty of greens, leafy greens, and some fresh meat or fish, stuff like this. So I'm creating a recipe where I could use this stuff, and also I like eating foods that have some beneficial properties for our health. So then I'm trying to think about a way of how could you make this healing food taste delicious. Like, for example, how could you use chia seeds from which you can make a jam or a smoothie or this breakfast pudding. So I'm just thinking about how can I implement the most nutritious foods and make them the most delicious.
Yeah, and as you told me before, you just look into your fridge and see what's in your fridge. Would you recommend that to my listeners, that they should use what is in your in their fridge more than just throwing food away?
Oh yes, definitely. So I hate throwing food away. So I would always think about something what I can do with it. Like if you have some leftover veggies, you can quickly stir fry it. If you have some meat from a dinner before, you can add it to a salad and just be creative. And like I said, the food doesn't need to be overcomplicated and over fancy. Simply food tastes also delicious.
Yeah, you don't need to add so many things, otherwise you won't taste the ingredients which are in. So if you put too
Yes,
many
yes.
spices or whatever into it, you won't really taste the good ingredients.
Exactly. Like getting some good cooking books or using recipes that you can find online is a good option when you're looking for inspiration. But also, you don't need to follow the recipes. You can always tweak it a little bit and try to use the stuff that you have at home already.
That's what I usually do. Just if I don't have anything from the recipe, just maybe one ingredient I don't have, I just kind of slightly change it. But it really doesn't matter. But it still tastes
Yeah.
good, and you have to try out what fits to your taste. So,
Yes.
Ola, do you have any other maybe advices for my listeners which you can give about recipes and food and creating a healthy meal plan?
Yes. So, for anybody who's looking for ideas and information, there's a lot of recipes and lots of blog posts regarding healthy eating on my website, positivevitality.ie. And if it's about buying food and creating healthy meals, I would also always buy the food as close to the source as possible. So the vegetables from the farmer, meat from a butcher, fish from a fish shop. And this way you have this good quality and nutritious and fresh foods. And then you really don't need to do much with it because they are so tasty. So you can create some very easy, simple recipes which will taste very great when your food is fresh and nutritious.
So just to sum it up, easy food don't have to be doesn't have to be expensive and takes a
Yeah.
lot of time. It's quite easy and not expensive, and just enjoy yourself while eating. I think that's also
Exactly.
important. You shouldn't be in a rush. If you're too rushed, you don't taste and can't enjoy the food. I think that's also a point you have to keep in mind.
Yes. Oh, this is very important thing actually. When we don't chew our food properly, if we don't eat mindfully, then this food cannot be properly digested, and lots of digestive symptoms like bloating, for example, can be caused because we were eating too fast. And when we don't digest this food properly, we also don't absorb the nutrients. So it's very important, like you said, to eat slowly and chew the food properly, and preferably don't eat in front of TV or laptop. Just spend this 10, 15 minutes and focus on eating and enjoying the food.
Yeah, I think that's really important because
Yes.
otherwise you just eat of boredness. You just eat and eat and eat and can't stop. If you just eat in front of the TV and you're just kind of bored and just eat and not enjoy, I think it's not a good thing. You should always enjoy your food.
Yes. We also tend to eat more when we eat and without focusing on what we're eating, just watching TV and eating, and then we can just eat three plates of food instead of one, and we don't even realize.
That's true. So, Ola, I thank you to be here with me again.
Thank you very much as well.
I hope we can talk again. This was Ola from Positive Vitality again with me here. I hope you enjoyed the interview. As always, you can see the contact details on my Facebook and Twitter account.